world is first up to bat. No batteries included and no strings attached. No holes barred, no time for move faking. Gots to get to loot so I can bring home the bacon. Brothers front, they say the drop can't flow, but we've been known to do the impossible like Broadway Joe. So sleep if you want, like we'll help you get your Z's, true. But here's the real scoop. I'm all that and then some. Short, dark, and handsome. Bust a nut inside your eye to show you where I come from. I'm vexed.
Welcome back to a triumphant return of the Scenario Podcast. As always, what's going on, my man, Matt?
I'm always excited to hear the adjective of the week. Plus, managing to come back another week.
Yeah, like, we come back every week, people.
It's almost Memorial Day.
You know what? That's it, man. Memorial Day Essentials. That's our topic of the night.
We can do that real quick. Where's Memorial Day in the hierarchy of holidays? Holiday Hierarchy was supposed to be a show a while back.
Yeah, I think it's mid-tier.
Mid-tier?
It's a mid-tier. I don't think it's above.
Like, if...
I don't think it's... I guess you have to separate them. Are they...
So, like, Memorial Day...
Is that Memorial Day, 4th of July, Labor Day are on one tier, I feel like.
So, hold on. If Memorial Day was an Avenger, which one would it be?
Hawkeye.
Okay. Oh, come on, man. That's like Arbor Day.
No. Okay.
Memorial Day is getting
hitters. I'm only saying there's 10 holidays.
Memorial Day is getting you out of work.
So this 4th of July.
Hawkeye's not getting you out of work. He don't even have his own movie.
So you're saying with Doctor Strange then?
No, Doctor Strange got his own movie and played a big part in the Avengers. Between
Memorial Day, 4th of July, and
Labor
Day, how do you rank those? Because I kind of lumped those together as one tier in one section.
Memorial Day, 4th of July, and Labor Day?
Mm-hmm.
All the ones where we're supposed to pay homage, you might as well throw President's Day in there.
No, you ain't grilling nothing. Like, I mean, these are all grill holidays, I feel like.
Grill holidays.
And associated with summer and fun.
All right, so I got to go big picture here then. Mm-hmm. So Thanksgiving is Iron Man. Like, that's okay. Top shelf.
Okay.
Top shelf.
Who's Christmas?
Christmas is Captain America.
Okay.
Halloween is Thor.
Okay.
New Year's is the Hulk.
Because we're crazy, just let it go down.
Just bad shit could happen. All of February is Black Panther.
For obvious reasons.
For associative reasons. So now, 4th of July, I think, has got to come up next. I think 4th of July is... 4th of July is Black Widow. Nice little package.
And moves around.
Moves around.
Moves around. It's not the same. It's not the...
It's always all over the place.
Yeah.
So now Memorial Day, gotta check in somewhere after that. Memorial Day.
You like Memorial Day more than Labor Day?
Yeah. Memorial Day is like when things are starting to kick off for the summer. Uh-huh. Labor Day is things winding down.
Yeah.
So that means Memorial Day is War Machine.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Not Terrence Howard War Machine, but.
Well, he was never, he was just
Rhodey. Well, he was Rhodey, but.
Yeah, he was never War Machine.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wonder if he regrets that.
Yeah. Oh, well. yeah, I think that's what it is for me. Doctor Strange is 420 because you just don't know what the hell's happening.
Does Falcon get Veterans Day?
I guess. Yeah, that's fine. You got it. Go for it.
Easter. Who gets Easter?
Vision.
I was gonna say the Vision too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Does Guardian Galaxy as a whole get one holiday as a group? Is that on 420? Is they in the galaxy?
Mm-mm. 420 is absolutely Doctor Strange. Because half the time you don't feel like you're in your body. And you're flying around. Guardians of the Galaxy holiday? There's Valentine's Day?
No, that's Black Panther.
Well, no, that's a separate thing.
Oh, you're saying, you mean, okay.
Yeah, that's a separate thing.
Okay, I mean, yeah, because they're a group and they're in love, you know, they're family.
Tight-knit, yeah, family, yeah, you family. Know, love, yeah.
Okay.
Huh. So Gamora, Scar-Lord.
Yeah.
He finally got that 3 movies in.
Did he get it? Did you think he hit it already?
Yeah, the way she was going
after him. Yeah, the way he was acting, though, too.
The way she was going after him, too. She was kicking it back.
Yeah. Like, yeah. And the way he got emotional like that, like you didn't hit if you didn't get that emotional.
Yeah.
You fucking up the whole planet with everybody doing.
Galaxy.
Yeah. The galaxy.
And daylight savings time is Ant-Man.
Oh, shit. Because it gets small and get big.
Yeah.
Depending on when it happens.
Exactly.
Either you can hang out an extra hour at the bar or you lose an hour at the
exactly.
bar.
Exactly. He's Ant-Man. That's Ant-Man.
I like that. I like that. All right. Let's jump into our mailbag real quick. First one is from Mike D. Got a lot of questions for you fellas in general, but I want to keep this one pretty short and brief and to the point. What do you all think could happen for there would be any shakeup or movement for NFL players to be able to make just as much money for their likeness as basketball players? I understand that they can't make as much because you don't know their face and know who they are. But I remember back in the day, people like a Dion had his own shoes, Rod Woodson, things at those levels. But I don't see any football players getting identified with certain shoes. Just want to see what you guys' thoughts were on that. I have some questions later on, but just wanted to keep this one in the hidden to the hole.
I think what you mean by getting paid for the likeness, is you mean like be as marketable.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I mean they get money for the likeness.
Yeah. I mean, I think he's saying like.
Yeah, yeah. Because I mean like,
Tom Brady's marketable. Is marketed. He's a face.
Oh yeah, I mean, there's definitely guys that are the faces of the
but
league.
But I guess he's saying like where
like know, somebody that can be a transcendent one
yeah,
like that.
Or like, you know, I'm going to get them Deions. Like, I think that's why I'm going to get them Rod Woodsons.
Yeah, yeah, no, that's a good point. It's not like that. It's not really been marketed like that. I think the first guy I would point at and say that could pull that off would be Odell.
Yeah.
I mean, Odell is the superstar, is the next superstar.
He's
in the
millennial
league.
Superstar.
Yeah, I mean, he's that guy. I mean, there's not a running back that really fits that. You can't really put Zeke out there like that. I mean,
he's arguably probably for millennials even more than any basketball player, right?
No, NBA guys will always be.
No, I'm saying. Well, no, I'm saying after LeBron leaves, Odell could be the most identified for their age, for the millennial age.
Durant still will be
You think
there.
Durant will be still more identifiable than Odell? To them kids?
Well, first of
them
all...
kids are getting their hair like
First of all, I mean, here's the thing. Like, we can't say when LeBron's going to leave, first
right,
of all.
That's true. He could be fucking around 45.
I mean, we could be talking about this in 10 years, the way he's playing still. I mean, so... You never
like,
know.
That's a good point. We don't
you know never know. I mean, but no, I it's always going to be hard to be more marketable than an NBA guy because no team sport's more geared around one guy than superstars in the NBA. But, you know, yeah, I mean, I think that's an interesting point. I mean, I think that it's, you know, they're back in the day, you know, you're 100% right. There were a lot of guys that were like super marketable in the NFL
Jackson.
And stuff like that. But the NFL. In its infinite selfishness, and we'll get to that later on, is always about whatever the NFL
team.
Can get first and foremost as opposed to making
the
star. Yeah. I mean, you know, you see guys like Von Miller in commercials. You see Odell in commercials. You know, you see the quarterbacks out there and stuff like that.
Aaron Rodgers is
out there. You know, Brady is a superstar. You know, I mean, those guys are out there, but it's still about the teams in the NFL. And I think that kind of shortchanges some of those individuals to being stars.
Who do you think, who was the last transcendent NFL star was like, where they may have been bigger than an NBA star, you feel like?
Bigger than an NBA star?
Or as big, like marketable-wise. I think Bo Jackson, maybe.
No, he wasn't bigger than Michael Jordan.
But when the Bo knows...
That was the same time Michael Jordan was winning them first three titles. That was 92.
Bo knows was 92?
Yeah. Yeah, he wasn't bigger than Michael Jordan.
I was thinking if it was late 80s.
It would have to be around the turn of the century, after Jordan retired and before Kobe and LeBron rose up. I mean, so you're really asking if they were more popular than Shaq or Iverson.
I don't know.
And I mean, I think that the last time you saw a guy have that type of popularity that really pushed it and you could have said maybe it was Michael Vick. Michael Vick and Peyton Manning were really fucking popular. Yeah. I mean, Peyton Manning's probably the most... Him and Tom Brady are probably the most recognizable NFL players over the last 10 years.
Deion's up there, too.
If you put Peyton Manning in front of, like, a suburban person that has no idea just because he's on all of those Papa John's commercials and all that, he's the football player, though.
Gotcha.
Like, he's that guy. Like, he's the default guy. Like, I always go for not just necessarily who's for the culture when it comes to athletes, but who is the person that, if you don't know anything about the WWE, you know who John Cena is. You know, like that type of person. You know who
you know
The Rock
Stone
is.
Cold.
You know,
Stone Cold is.
Yeah, like you know who those people are. But you probably don't have a clue who Shawn Michaels is or The Undertaker or Bret Hart or anybody like
that's
that.
That's just you know if you are into wrestling.
Yeah, but
they're top tier wrestler if you're into the sport.
Right. So, like, most people ain't going to have a clue about who Kurt Warner was if they didn't, you know football. Like, you got to know him from football. You know, even John Elway. You know,
Deion
I mean?
Sanders? is known?
My moms wouldn't have a clue who Deion Sanders is. Like, she would know that football player that played baseball, too. But, like, she would... Peyton Manning, you can just say Peyton Manning. He knows who it is. Okay. You know? So, I mean, that's just tough. But I mean,
think they made Deion's move on Madden 94.
I don't think my mom played it.
I know. But I'm just saying, no, they make you your move where everybody can do the move, your move, and that's like the patented move for everybody to do when they got when they try to go to the end zone.
Yeah, I mean Prime, man. Prime's a superstar. Don't get me wrong. Prime is a superstar. You know, I mean Barry Sanders is a superstar. You know.
But Barry Sanders didn't market himself out there like that.
Joe Montana was a superstar.
I was gonna be my next one is Joe Montana.
Yeah. I mean Joe Montana was 80s. Superstar, you know, I mean, I think Dan Marino was a superstar, you know, I mean, he's in movies and stuff like that, you know. I don't think John Elway ever crossed over like that, though. Like, that's a sports fan. Sports fans know who John Elway is. People that saw Ace Ventura know who Dan Marino is.
Well, John Elway was on that sport, the All-Star Sports Show.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
That's not mainstream enough, though. That's.
I mean, they picked the most popular mainstream three people.
That they whose likeness they could get.
Well, I mean, they got the main dude.
Joe Montana was like, no.
Well, no, Joe Montana was falling off at that time.
Don't matter.
He was falling off then. He was on the Chiefs, I think, I believe, at that time.
I mean, I don't think there was ever a point in the NFL though, where John Elway was absolutely the most popular quarterback in the NFL. Brett Favre took that thunder. Brett Favre was dumb popular in the mid-90s.
So, last year they won it all? You don't think he was the most popular quarterback, John Elway?
Brett Favre still was.
Interesting. Interesting way to look at that. Huh.
So, yeah, but no, I mean, kind of get back to the root of that question. I mean, I think that that's kind of about, you know, getting behind the people. You know, you got to get behind the people that are out there and really make them stand up and be a star. All
right, we might as well transition into NFL players.
And speaking of the NFL, boy, they did it again. So, today the NFL dropped their ruling, if you will. They laid their decree.
Like, I don't feel like it was a rule. Like, nobody even knew this was fucking up for grabs till like a day or two ago.
No, it was league meeting time. Because I mean,
but I'm saying, but people didn't even know this was even on the table. Maybe I'm saying in discussion, it popped up like, oh, this is what's on the table right now to be voted on. It started yesterday.
So let's put it out there. Basically, to give you an overview of it, the NFL, if you haven't heard, laid out a policy on how the national anthem will be. Handled this season coming forward. You know, obviously I'm not going to treat you like you've been under a rock and realize that the national anthem has been a contentious point in the NFL of late. So, but they decided to take it in their own hands about how they believe that how this should be handled and how it should be going on. So, what we're going to do is we're going to go by the rules here. We're going to read the rules and then we'll react to it here. Okay. There's five main standout points in this. There's a much bigger document that you can find on the internet. But the five main standout points is number one, all team and NFL personnel should stand for the anthem. Number two, the league office should revise the game operations manual to remove the requirement that all players be on the field for the anthem. Number three, personnel who choose not to stand for the anthem may stay in the locker room or a similar location until after the anthem has been performed. Number four, a club will be fined if its personnel do not show appropriate respect for the flag and anthem. Number five, each team may develop its own work rules regarding its on-field personnel who do not show appropriate respect for the flag and the anthem.
The last two are, I think, even the overall thing is fucked up, but those last two are slippery slope like a motherfucker.
The last two I heard in Donald Trump's voice.
Because, dude, what if I'm just, me and you, we play football, we talk to each other and we just talking. Is that considered disrespectful because me and you talking during
the anthem? Of course it is. Because you're not standing there with your hand over your heart looking towards the sky thanking God for America. And we're black.
Yeah.
So, you know how that goes.
Like, what is going to be, like, what if I wear a mask during that time?
I put it this way.
Like the mask from 300 that they were fighting, when they were fighting the...
I've gone down to Guy Fawkes mask. Here's my thing, though, about this is that, you know...
When they're fighting the Persians in 300, but wore that mask.
So here's the thing. I want to go back to number four, though. A club will be fined if its personnel do not show appropriate respect for the flag and the anthem. First of all, who the hell do you think you are to tell me what appropriate respect for the flag and the anthem is? First of all, No one has the right to determine what proper respect is. Protests against the anthem are meant to highlight injustices that happen so that, I mean, you can put that out there. It's not about disrespecting anything. So not showing appropriate respect for it. How about you not showing appropriate respect for the people who are deciding to use their God-given platform and their constitutional rights to make a demonstration against what they believe to be injustices?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? If people were, if this was another situation that wasn't as controversially or racially charged, would they still have the same piss and vinegar against it? No. No, there's no way. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, the thing about it is that those protests against the anthem are meant to highlight injustices that these perpetrators in the league would rather just see buried and put away. You know, by saying you can't be on the field for it, you could, you don't, if you're on the field, you got to show respect. Meaning that all these people that were on the field and were making a stand and making a visual display against it, is that, so you're saying that we're just going to tuck you away. Now you can't see it, so now it's not happening?
See, if I was a player, now you can do some gangsta shit, though, this if you're smart, marketing-wise. If I'm a player, I get Luke and the two booty crew. I pay them to be in the locker room while I'm back there, and I go on Facebook Live, and I have him play Scarred, and have some girls booty shaking with some American flag panties on.
You see, but then you'd have violated another rule about using social media during the game.
You can't use social media during at all?
No, that's been a rule for.
Is that considered during the game? No, yeah. I'm not doing it during the game. That's not, the game hasn't started.
I think it's from the time you show up to work that day.
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Your time in the stadium.
So I hit the stadium?
Yeah.
Okay, so I do it outside then.
Yeah, I think you're already in your work hours. But
no, I'm talking about I pre-tape it.
And then drop it?
No, and then I ain't put it up. It's just, I got...
I mean, if you're saying to people, I just want to understand what showing appropriate respect for the flag and the anthem is. I mean, does that mean that you're not showing respect if you put the Black Power fist up?
That's what it said. It said Roger Goodell gives discretion.
If you standing up at that time, you put the Black Power fist up, is it going to be said an inappropriate gesture against it? Is the next rule going to be rule number 6? You have to have your hand over your heart and your head viewing the flag during the playing of the national anthem.
And this was some bullshit because they tried to say it was unanimous. It wasn't unanimous.
Yeah, they definitely said
it was. Four teams abstained from even voting. Oakland, of course, they always did. Al Davis, Mike Davis is continuing the family tradition of abstaining from voting. Mm-hmm. The Jets. And 49ers, I know for sure. And he says another fourth team that...
That's interesting that the Jets didn't.
Yeah, the Jets owner came out and said, like, I'll pay y'all fine for y'all.
That's beautiful. Good job.
And then the 49ers came out and said, we got y'all back too. And then Oakland just didn't show up. Like, they know. Al Davis is still running shit from the grave, nigga.
Mark Davis is cut from the same cloth.
But Al, like... Al sitting there like it's like a you ever, if you ever seen
it's a, like when a,
it's like
it's
Lion
like,
King it, when Mustafa sitting there
it's
shit.
Like when Yoda showed up and was talking to Luke Skywalker.
No, I look at it more like Lion King when Mustafa sitting there, but it's Al Davis sitting there like, you know, you're supposed to go to that goddamn meeting, right?
So did Mark Davis go to that to the Black Panther afterworld? Just walking around, they had different Raiders jerseys on, like Jim Plunkett and Marcus Allen and Howie Long sitting there.
Yeah, he always sitting there to get to go taste the. The winning goes back into the Raiders past.
Yeah.
No, they're all Al Davis's. In different phases of his life. No, because Al Davis had like 5 different lives.
I know.
So it'll be 5 different lives.
Al Davis is like Ra's al Ghul.
Look, Al Davis technically, people understand, Al Davis didn't own, I think, the Raiders technically as a full owner until like 2004 or some shit.
Oh, yeah.
He deboed the team into running the team.
Yeah, he was always rolling over them loans. But you know, I mean, my thing about this whole thing, though, man, is that it's just another way to try to strip people of their rights of expression. You know what I mean? And for you to make a rule that essentially, there's never been a good point in life where you make a rule that goes against a constitutional right. Like
that's a problem that's going to end up happening that you can go to Supreme Court with too. That's what I'm. They're fucking around with some other shit though.
Yeah. I mean, it's you just got to have that person. I mean, you got to. You line it up to people ready to do it. I mean, Eric Reed and Colin Kaepernick certainly are within firing range to do it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's just a thing with nothing. I don't know when there's ever a positive outcome from oppression, and especially systematic oppression. And if you don't understand systematic oppression, this is it. I've had, that's an argument that I've had with many people that don't believe in systematic oppression. First of all, you can imagine what their category mm-hmm. is. You know, but I say, well, how do you...
Maybe Kanye West.
He's clearly become one of them. He's Teddy Perkins.
Oh, shit.
You know, but the people that don't believe in it, this is it. This is a fucking textbook example of systematic oppression. We don't want to see you utilizing your platform that we've given you, and it's a gift that you're here in the first place, so now we're going to strip you of that ability.
Man, it's just... this can't be... I don't think this is going to get more people to watch the NFL. I don't think that those people that dislike them kneeling for the flag are all of a sudden going to be like, oh, well, that's all I wanted. I'm back watching NFL. They got another issue that they're dealing with people cutting the cord and shit like that that has... Not, I don't even know if the protest had as much to do with their numbers going down as much as people cord cut, and there being too many goddamn games or access to games. I will say, you got Thursday, Sunday, Monday, sometimes Tuesday, sometimes.
Oh, I definitely think
Saturday.
I definitely think that the NFL, the lore of the NFL is that it's an event sport. You know that you watch it on Sundays and Mondays, and then that's it. Yeah. You know, and I'm getting people hurt playing on Thursday.
Yeah, and then they have no Saturday sometimes.
Yeah, I mean that goes into the big thing about you know about saying. They got a lot of stuff they need to be fighting for if you're in the NFL right now. There's a lot of things you need to be saying, hey, this is enough. Because, I mean, outside of just this, you know, once again, systematic oppression and this push to try to, you know, round off people's platforms that they have to speak on, yo, they're just literally puppeting these cats. You know, it's like it's the biggest pimping in all of sports, you know, because those playing those Thursday games is dangerous. I mean, you get beat the hell up in an NFL game. Mm-hmm. So to say you got to turn around 4 days and do it again. I mean, those cats that are barely ready 7 days afterwards. So they take 3 days off
one time, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Like, if you play on a Thursday, the bye week should always immediately follow it. Always.
100%.
You know. Be just before it. Because then it gives you more time to be off before you play Sunday.
Aren't even good, highly rated, though.
Yeah, but I mean, it's another chance for exposure for the league, and that's what they do. And that's why you started to see over the last few years, you started to see college kids playing on. You know, it was a time.
Well, Thursday's been on college for years, though.
Yeah, Thursday's but I mean, that still is a topic. You know, that's always been kind of a contentious one still, because I mean, you know, the idea that the student athlete was getting yanked out for that is a problem too.
Yeah, but I don't know. It's not as intense. I was an NFL getting your ass hit by NFL. Business.
No, not from a physical, so not from a physical standpoint. I'm just talking about from the lifestyle standpoint.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, I can see that 100%.
Yeah.
Do you think that the NFL is trying to down this hill? And I don't know, man. Maybe it may work, but.
I just think that what you're going to see now is even greater segregation. I mean, this is some Jim Crow shit they just did right here, because you guys got a chance where all the black players could stay in the locker room, and then you just see them all walk on the field together? Yo, that's going to be, like, crazy. Like, I can't wait to see how the preseason starts. I can't wait to see how the preseason starts in this. And, you know, you get all the people that say, you know, I mean, I posted some stuff like this on my Facebook and my Instagram earlier today, and they're like, you're ready to boycott the NFL now? I'm like, no. How am I going to tell the story of what's actually happening if I'm purposely avoiding it? Like, you have to have people that are there to see things like this so that you can tell the story of it, so that you can speak to it. You can't be around history.
But you're a journalist, though. That's what you do. That's different than...
Well, I get that. But
Jiffy Lube. So... You know, sitting there, you know, on his off day.
Oh, the Jiffy Lube, man. Yeah. But that's why.
His one off day, too.
That's why.
So he's very disappointed in this shit.
He got to stay at church a little longer now.
Yeah, you know. He didn't join the usher board.
Yeah, he's unhappily on the usher board. Or he in the choir.
His wife made him get in the choir?
Yeah. Or he teaching Sunday school.
Oh, shit.
So now you got the Jiffy Lube dude teaching Sunday school. Or he got a little basketball league, basketball
league. He's coaching the little kids basketball league.
He might be coaching the men's church basketball league.
The 30 and up league?
The ramifications of a full NFL boycott could lead to the destruction of the black church.
No, the upliftment. They make more money. People in there more longer.
But you got them in there.
You're saying hollering at them, the women hollering at them.
That too. But I mean, they in there half mass. Like, man, it ain't have to be like this. Open up your Bibles and go to today's reading.
Malachi Does anybody read Malachi? Then you'd be like, everybody be like, Malachi. Nobody reads Malachi.
Ladanian, book 21.
Ladanian. Like, oh man, I thought I was thinking about Ladanian Tomlinson. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. I'm not ready to let it go yet. But
one day off and shit, and these motherfuckers are fucking around with this play.
But so, I mean, that's the thing for me, man, is just that, like, you're just going to create an even stauncher visual of the segregation in the league now. Because, I mean, you're not going to make people stop, you know, observing their right. And anything, you're going to mobilize more people to get behind it. If all, that's all you got to say.
And you're going to make, you make a division with a bunch of black people now, too.
Mm-hmm.
Because now, black people are like, did that nigga go out there during that anthem? Or did he stay in the locker room? Then you're going to have cats on the team, though, be like, hey, man, we don't fuck with Cuz. He be going out there during the anthem.
Mm-hmm. Like, you old anthem standing there.
Nigga.
Looking at him. Looking.
No, sitting there, post up again on Instagram.
And before you know it, he didn't turn into Ben Carson.
That's what they were saying. Yeah. Mm. Like, going and get on his Instagram, nigga, and get on Instagram during that anthem. What's interesting is going to be, what if you kind of, like, fell asleep a little bit as a white player and you forgot to get out there on time? Because sometimes that would happen to people. Like, they would be getting taped up or something, or, you know, something later on. So people would be like, oh my God, Tom Brady didn't come out for the anthem. Is he protesting something even though he's getting taped up? It's extra taping.
Yeah, see, that's the thing.
That's what I'm saying. But I'm saying you're going to start having that.
Yeah, though. And then you're going to have people having to answer the questions and stuff. And
so, Tom, you didn't make it out there on time. I was getting taped up. Were you really getting taped up, Tom?
Yeah,
or were you,
I mean,
you're
going
to
protest
breast cancer.
You have to put people in the position for that. Yeah, people were sitting down for the anthem for breast cancer. Would people be as angry about it? It'd be honorable.
No, they ain't getting that money.
It'd be.
What you call a guy popped for it? D'Angelo Williams was getting fined for it constantly wearing them pink shoes.
Oh, yeah.
For his mom.
But I'm talking about sitting, taking a knee for another cause that is seen as worthy and not seen as whatever this is.
Honestly, man, I don't even think you can get away with a breast cancer even though. That's how much motherfuckers love that flag, though, Gene.
And people love that flag just as it, I think people appreciate the most thing about the flag they appreciate is the ability for it to divide, not unify.
Oh, they love the flag because they can just throw it up in your face and say, like, I'm more American.
What are the two things that people misuse the most in America?
American flag.
And the Bible.
Oh, yeah.
Because they're both.
One on your back, one in your arm.
Yeah. they're both the ways that you can mobilize people against each other and then fall back on it and say it was the right cause. It was a righteous cause. Or it was my patriotic duty to do that because I love America. You love America for what you want it to be, or how you see it, or for what it's supposed to be and what it's supposed to stand for.
The fucked up thing is a lot of the founding fathers, you know what I'm saying, were dudes that didn't like want the flag to be represent, like to be like a religious thing like that. They didn't want, they thought that we was gonna be, that shit changed constantly.
Yeah.
Like Ben Franklin, all them, they thought it was going to be a war every, 10, 15 years type shit, maybe, or disagreement, because they was like, oh, should it be just constantly changing?
I mean, they wanted George Washington to be the king, and he said, no, we don't need to go down that path.
We already saw, that's where the fuck we just came from.
Yeah, the emperor, like, no. 4 years, and I'm out. You know, but I mean, the basis of what America is being separatist. I mean, America is a separatist nation that made it big.
And the thing that made us even more separatist is because we were split away from every other nation, basically.
But ever since, and
we
even
sat on an island. We was isolationists for years.
Well, I mean, and
we
even
didn't fuck around with no other affairs for real. We was kind of like, fuck y'all.
Yeah, and even in the process of separating from England, we were doing it on segregated terms here. You know, so yeah. I mean, segregation is as weaved into the American mindset as the separation of the stars and stripes. It is that deep of a mindset, and these people that believe that these things, that we're supposed to uphold these things, you're supposed to uphold the segregation of American rights, not the unity of it.
Yeah.
And 32 or 28 on, or whatever, however many owners voted for it today, just continued that mindset of what that class is.
Like, have you, do you watch Black Mirror?
Yeah.
Did you see the Army Regiment episode?
Mm-hmm.
Where they had the, where it would disguise the people as like aliens.
Mm-hmm.
And it was all, that's what I'm saying. That's how
mm-hmm.
they want people to run into patriotism like that. Like, just blindly into patriotism without questioning it, without thinking it, without having any kind of discernment for what's going on around you left and right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's like you just was just believe in America and it's all good.
Yeah. This is America.
This is America, man. Shout out to the white woman that redid it, though. You see that?
No.
They did a white woman's feminist version of This is America.
Mm.
But it was like what women have done.
Mm.
The problem was, though, it was all white women in there.
Mm.
And one big black girl. No disrespect to her being a bigger black girl. It was just like, that's what you mean. I forget, it was a comedian from Canada.
At least it went by the numbers.
He's a comedian from Canada, too, so I'm even more
at least it went by the numbers. I mean...
Oh, shit.
It was representative. We had the token.
I think black women represented more than that.
Well, next thing up, it's close in the NFL being what it is. Brother playing for the Bucks got tased.
And this happened in January.
Speaking of America.
He kept that close to his vest. He was sitting there like, money being made around here. To give people the story, what's his name again?
Sterling Brown. Not that Sterling Brown.
The other Sterling Brown probably getting fucked up on Twitter because people were so crazy and shit. They probably tweeting him like, can't believe it. I feel so bad for you. Like, fuck you. Either way. But was it a Walgreens or some shit?
I haven't seen
it. Yeah, it was a Walgreens or some shit like that. He parked in a handicap spot and somebody called on him or something. He was parked in a handicap spot illegally. So they came and basically fucked with him and tased him. And arrested him. And they had the video. They sound this video for 6-7 months. 6 months. That happened in January.
Bucks lawyers got a hold of that.
No. He came and told the Bucks, like, yo, I ain't even lying on this, though, man. Go check my receipts. Them Bucks lawyers went to go check it out and were like, oh, you right. He ain't get suspended. You ain't hear nothing. You had thought something would have happened in general to a player like that. He was back out on the court.
Mm-hmm.
And he ain't commented. He said, yo, holler at my lawyers.
Mm-hmm.
He played it. He was like, I'm going to get this paper, though. Believe me.
There's a lot of strength in not rushing everything into social media and having to immediately tell everybody every step of your life, because now he on the come-up trail.
And you don't have no missteps when you don't put nothing out there.
Right.
He ain't did no interviews about it. He ain't do nothing. Now, he can do whatever the fuck he wants to after the case is over.
Right.
But why, you know, he just had a real G, though. He was like, I'm going to get my, I only make like $600,000. I'm going to double that.
Yeah.
This year. Tax free, too.
Even if I don't.
I have to pay taxes on fucking settlements.
Yeah, no. So, I mean.
That's tax free. That's better than my regular. I'm going to make more off this thing because my $600,000 for my contract is a 2-year joint. And I think he was on the 2-way joint. I think he had to go down. He
going
go,
back and forth.
Yeah, so he was like, "Shit, I'm gonna come up tax free, and my cousin is my lawyer. Gonna come up too.
Check out how Tron is living
for the city. But no, it's fucked up. And it was so bad is the fucking police chief was even like, "All right, y'all, this is gonna be real. Like that's how you know it was gonna be bad because he was like, we need to heal the city." It's gonna be some. He went on a church tour, dog. Hey, the chief police went on a black church tour. That's how you know it was bad.
That's the type of stuff that I would be putting into my settlements, though. Like, I'd be like, no, I want this bread, don't get me wrong. But I want some embarrassment, too. He needs to go to every black church in the city. I don't care how long it takes.
That's why it took 6 months, because he had to go to every black church in Milwaukee.
Yeah.
That's a lot of Sundays, man. That's a lot of Sundays.
I need him to go and address every black church in the metro area.
Oh, wow. He had to go get them all. It was like, yeah, this is going
to
be real.
I also want him to be a Walmart greeter for a month.
Oh, man. Motherfuckers going to be like, fuck that. They might go and you throw an extra $200,000 on your thing, you know, for that. Ain't nobody trying to be no Walmart greeter. Ain't nobody trying to do that shit.
I also want him to work the front desk at the local NAACP
office. Now, that'd be great.
Yeah. Your crimes against my blackness must be repaid in pure black residuals.
Would be like, we're just going to put the guys that did it on the front of doing it. Not me. I wasn't there.
Listen, as long as the deed gets done.
What do they have to do at the front desk, though? Like, are they just taking calls? They taking in?
No, we come and make fun of them like we did when we saw that dude that was from that meme. of the dude that was at the Republican Party.
Oh, he's one of the brother.
Yeah.
That you ended up saying, you said last week you saw
him. Yeah, we saw at the hotel downtown. We just going in to make fun of that ass. We put that out there as like a pop up event. Oh, police is at the NAACP. Day party.
Day party.
Day party.
Man, you hear about the lawyer dude in New York though? We had
topics.
And that dude, like, his life went from 0 to 100 in minutes. The game has shown no love. There is no love.
No, there's no love. Because he got hemmed up.
As the great I'm forgetting his name now. I'm forgetting his name now. Bobby Womack said, "Ain't no love in the heart of the city." Like, they ain't giving no love, boy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, no love to him. They got him up out of his building, kicked him out. His partner left him or some shit. Like, it was just a perpetual whole bunch of things back to back. Like, I think they trying to evict him from his home.
They're coming for him.
I was like, yo, man, like, you can't. And then he was like a lawyer for like Spanish people or some shit. Like, he had a whole thing of like, yeah, I'll help represent you if your English isn't your first language type shit.
Well, you heard that earlier today, though. He came out. Dude's name is Aaron Schlossberg.
Yeah, he came out with an apology, right?
He said, "I'm not a racist and I love immigrants." Now, last week, he was running down the street from NBC because they had a camera on him asking him, "Do you realize what you was saying?" And he just took off down the street, like ran down the middle of the street in New York and then popped back up on the sidewalk. Like, he got little, too.
No.
Like, he got up out of there, straight up.
Hey, man.
40 times down the street.
This dude life changed in 0 to 60, man. It ain't no love, man, in the heart of the city, man. All right.
Your staff is speaking Spanish
right
to customers when they should be speaking English. The fuck? Again, this is saying things should be this certain
but
way.
I honestly think he should have went all the way all right with it, though. And just picked up all the people with him. Like, you goddamn right they should be fucking English. This is America.
Took his NRA card out.
Oh, look, he should have went the full for tilt.
Took his NRA card
he shouldn't
out.
Shouldn't apologize for shit.
Shot a gun up in there.
Shouldn't apologize for shit. Fucking even, he might should even fucking volunteer for the Border Patrol dudes. Like, I'm gonna come down and go down there and help out with them for a week.
Yeah,
that's how much I'm down for the cause.
Yeah, he betrayed his full privilege he could have played.
Yeah, he could have rolled it out. Just ride the Trump bandwagon. When you get put in that box, you gotta kinda ride it.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta kinda, if you in there, just ride the bus, hopefully it don't fall apart. I hope you can get off before it falls apart. But you need to get on it. And kind of ride it. If I ever get caught up and shit like that, I'm riding the trip. I'm riding it. I'm going to jump on that. I'm going all right. I'm going black all right, man. I'm going Kanye. I'm going Kanye on y'all.
I'm going MAFA.
MAFA is important, man. People are really feeling this MAFA movement, man. I may get 10 votes in the presidential campaign.
Hey, I'll be so proud of you. I can't give you my vote.
You can't wait your vote.
Because I really need to use it this time.
At no other point in my life have I ever needed to use my vote more than I'm about to use it in 2 years. Now, it's not going to count for anything.
I'll probably be if I chart on one state though, my face pops up.
I got to like go register over in Illinois or something because my vote ain't going to mean shit in Missouri. But I would like...
No, that's the state. Our state actually probably where we do want it. Illinois is not going to mean it because it's automatically going Democratic outside of the 10. This is the state we actually do want to vote in.
Do I need to vote in Ohio?
Ohio, Missouri, Pennsylvania.
Michigan?
Michigan normally goes fucking Democrat. That was some fucking crazy shit.
Arizona? Arizona might turn.
Shit, Georgia finna turn. Georgia finna fucking have a black woman. Maybe be the fucking first black woman governor in the country.
I got a feeling there's gonna be some kickback.
This ain't gonna go like this.
I got a feeling.
We
like,
seen this movie?
I explained this to somebody the other day, and they were flabbergasted. I said, "You do realize that Trump is revenge for the majority feeling oppressed for the first time ever with Obama."
Yeah.
When we get people in that position, I can't. First of all, kudos to her because the fact that she was able to get elected or be able to get close to even getting
the Democratic nominee
to even get close to getting elected after what Kilpatrick did down in
Kwame Kilpatrick in Detroit.
Not in Detroit, but there was the brother down in Atlanta. They was real upset with too. What was his name? It was a dude right before the.
Come on, Kwame, the mayor.
Yeah.
Oh, he came out good though.
Yeah, but the people was pissed off down there though. It's too much going on.
Yeah, I forgot his name though. He was big though. It's Kwame something.
Yeah, I can't remember.
But Kwame Kilpatrick. Mentioned Kwame Kilpatrick. They got a full documentary series thing coming, I think, on Netflix on him.
Is it going to be him or is it going to be somebody playing him?
No. It's a thing, like a full documentary, like a 10-episode documentary on him. Oh, I'm there for that shit. Because that shit, his shit is a cautionary tale of niggas getting too much too early. The dude was having strippers at the fucking mansion house, the fucking mayor's house, nigga.
Mm-hmm. You can't be living that.
I'm saying that's just the tip of the iceberg with this shit he was on.
Yeah.
Dude was like using the whip money that was supposed to go for like the fire department and stuff for their cars. He buying Escalades for all the staff members. Nigga, you a singer to get an Escalade, nigga.
See, that's what they're doing with this money down in St. Louis that they raised to build that stadium, but then they voted down the stadium bill.
Are you saying where the money going now?
They voted to raise the money, mm-hmm. but then voted down what it was for. But here's the thing, the money wasn't earmarked to go anywhere else except for to the stadium.
So it's sitting there.
So now it's just sitting there. Like, oh, we could buy new police with this. Police ain't making $1 million. You don't need that much for police.
But Kwame Kilpatrick, man, dude was like... Then he was cheating with his staff member.
He thought he was Black Dynamite.
Oh, nigga. He was out there talking shit to people. Allegedly, he got a stripper killed. You heard about that whole thing, right? You know, or his wife did, whatever.
Either way.
Somebody died.
It's some old Bush family shit.
And Clinton shit, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, dude, like, Kwame Kilpatrick is, man. And it had to be in Detroit, too. Like, it couldn't be in fucking Tucson, Arizona.
Couldn't be anywhere else.
Couldn't be nowhere else. Only other place it could have been in Chicago.
Rahm Emanuel's on a whole nother level.
No, but I'm saying, like, for a Black-ass city that it could be, or D.C.
Easy.
D.C.
Be careful. We've been there before. Yeah. Take it easy.
Look, that bitch set me up. Marion Barry got set up. That bitch set... Well, she did get set up. Because she technically smoked crack right before him, too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's entrapment, technically. That's why he ain't get locked up. And he got reelected, too.
There's the miracle.
Shout out to Marion Barry. Rest in peace to Marion Barry. Also, rest in peace to the great Malcolm X, man. His birthday was this past week.
Could use that right about now.
Yeah.
We got a lot of half-pint Malcolm X's out there. Could use the full gallon.
We don't need that cool, that little small joint that you get for lunch.
We need that whole play.
Yeah. Go to your man Kobe, man. Since we staying woke.
If there's anybody that I've been less likely to be proud of in the last 22 years of my life.
Kobe Bryant.
It's probably Kobe Bryant. Out of people that I have a chance to get behind. Now, there's a bunch of people that I just... There's no chance you can ever make me proud because I'll never.
If OJ came out as a Black Panther all of a sudden, would you take him back?
No.
I don't think he can come back to Black
Panther. He's the Night King.
Yeah. There's no way he can come back.
You can't be the Night King and come back as anything else.
White people want him second. That's why he's the Night King. He's out in the middle of nowhere.
The children of the forest made it possible that OJ can never white come people. Back. Yeah. Yes. Anyway, man, Kobe Bryant came out this week and had words about Kanye West. And I was like, yo.
Yo, when you sent it to me, I'm like, is this real? And then you sent me the real like, official news story link. I'm like, yo, Kobe out here trying to get black people back in his graces.
Hey, I'll tell you what, man. So here's what happened. Kobe Bryant responded about Kanye West's slavery comments in a particularly Negro fashion, saying... The hell are you talking about? Kobe later went on to say, reporting to TMZ Sports, that I'm sure the same way everyone else here in this room feels. I'm sure the same way everyone else here in this room feels. The hell are you talking about? See, and here's the thing. Kobe said this when he was speaking to a group of LA high school students at a social event, and he was asked by a junior reporter there, which basically means a student reporter, about his reaction. And his reaction was, "The hell you talking about?"
The hell you talking? So he
basically said, "What you talking about, Willis?"
So no, did he not know that Kanye said that? Because I can see Kobe not knowing that.
No. Because he went on to explain.
Oh, okay.
The whole thing. No, Kobe's very aware of what happened.
Okay.
He was saying, "What the hell are you talking about?"
Kobe's trying to be decent now.
He said, because he went on to say that while Americans should enjoy the right to free speech, you can't ignore the backlash that will come along with it. And Kobe, and I quote, said, "The thing about our country is that you have the right to say whatever it is that you want to say. Conversely, you also have to take the responses that come after that as well, because everybody has the freedom to say what it is they feel. I just take it for what it is and completely disagree with that." And that's from Kobe Bryant. Now, Kobe Bryant has probably been the least outspoken premier athlete that I can recall since Michael Jordan.
Yeah, easy.
You know, so for Kobe to say this, boy, the times really are reflecting the outcome. Like, the times are really playing a huge role in why things are the way that they are.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
It's an incredible thing to even see it happening like that. That Kobe? Kobe is saying that?
Kobe Bryant, slam dunk giant. You want to mess with the Kobe, don't try it.
Don't fuck with Kobe, man.
So, I mean, hey, if you can get him behind you and you can get all of that coming through, hey, I support it. I appreciate it. Hey, Kobe, we need more voices taking the fight up. I mean, if you're going to be that big and use a voice that way, hey, you got to be ready for some people to come back at you that have a similarly, you know, amplified voice.
And that's the most important thing, man, is this. Damn, Kanye is getting overshadowed by Kobe right now, folks. Just keep that in mind.
Next thing, Michael Jordan's gonna come out and say something.
No. That'd be the nail in Kanye's, like, coffin.
Yeah.
Like, Kanye's gotta call Jordan and they're like, "Hey, man, you wanna think about, like, saying that in an interview or nothing about me, right?" Like, I just wanna see. Like, just make sure. Then Jordan might be like, "Nah, I ain't gonna say nothing." And Jordan might use it like, "I should do that." Like as a covert way, like, "Yeah, that whole slavery thing from Kanye, you know. He just come out randomly and said it."
He gonna bring up the Jordan anti-slavery edition 11s.
The anti-slavery edition 11s. Oh, man. Because you know what? Cause,
I don't even know what that colorway would be. You know what? It makes sense
if Jordan did diss him, because Jordan is still down. Jordan brand is up under Nike. And Kanye was already dissing Nike brand, man. And then he went to Adidas.
Mm-hmm.
It actually makes sense for
them. Don't make Jordan come out like Empire Strikes Back on that ass. There's a chance.
Yeah. I mean, these millennials still fuck with him, though. They're going to fuck with Kanye, though. But even though I think his career may be proverbially, it's going to be a hard uphill.
Oh, it's going to be tough.
Yeah, like he's got to come out with the best. It's got to be a top three album ever in music history, not just rap. Music history.
You got pressure to create an album on par with Marvin Gaye's greatest.
Well, let's get it on.
Yeah, you gotta create an album that's on par with the Beatles.
Oh man,
you gotta create Thriller.
Damn,
you gotta make Thriller, man.
You gotta make Janet Jackson Rhythm Nation
Thriller. You gotta make Purple Rain and 1999.
Damn.
Like, together, you gotta do all this. Because this is the hole you dug for yourself.
Yeah.
I'm excited to see more and more people getting compelled to be tired of, whether it's them being tired of asked about things or legitimately just finally being like, "You know what, fuck it, I don't care. I ain't got nothing to lose. I'm gonna say what I want to say. I'm good.
Yeah.
I'm not getting suspended by anything." I'm excited to see that. It's a good thing.
Yeah, and my thing is, like, Kanye's becoming like a hermit, like, crazy Quasimodo type of person where he's just shut off and, like, just on his own.
Sanctuary.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you ain't been out the motherfucking tower in motherfucking 2 years and shit, and you just had fucking Kardashian coochie all on you. That's all. Which is fine if that's what you know, you with. But you also gotta remember Ray J. Every time you look at her, you gotta think of Ray J.
In your mind, your thought bubble should always have a picture of Ray J. Bless her.
I would just if I ever was going to diss Kanye, I would just bring a Ray J constantly. I'd take pictures with him. I would send the tape to him randomly. I'm just gonna like have it FedEx to him.
And there's supposed locations. To be like an even worse version of that tape.
Really?
Yeah. This is supposed to be like a version that got cut out.
Wow. It's Ray J too, man. Ray J. This ain't LeBron. This ain't Jay-Z.
No, this is like...
This ain't this Will is like Smith.
The 10th man coming off the bench giving you buckets.
I say, where's the net? It's a D-League member coming up and getting a 10-day contract and busting you for 30.
It's like that 38-year-old dude who got signed from the D-League to play real quick by the Lakers.
And he ain't go. He played, though, too. Mm-hmm. Or reminds me of the dude. You see the dude in high school.
Yeah. Yeah. Ball out.
And he had a 14-year-old girlfriend, too, I guess, or something.
Yeah, he was in the stands living his entire life and then brought his
He might have forgot he was how old he was.
Then brought his living family in there.
He did?
That was what I'm saying. Like, to the games. They used to come to his high school games and stuff and be like...
Well, no, I thought it was a former coach of his that's found him out. He played against his old rival school.
Yeah.
And his old coach was like, man, Chris?
Yeah, exactly.
He started looking around like...
He like, dog, you was done playing 10 years ago. How you still out here? How you a man playing with high school kids?
That's happened a lot of times, like, over history, too. That's probably at least 20 stories.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably one a year for the last 20 years.
Yep.
That somebody's done that. And it's probably happened a lot more probably 20, 30 years ago when cats really couldn't...
Tell you what, Ed Reed wasn't in his 20s when he came to the league. I don't care what nobody say. That brother 45. He played that old man safety.
Or Greg Oden. Like, Greg Oden, we ain't sure how old he was.
Greg Oden definitely saw the dawn of time, at least. At least.
Yeah, he was all fucked up, man. Let's get into his royal wedding, man.
Hold on, before we get there, let's take a break real quick. Set y'all up with something to really set the tone here for you before we get into this.
She's your queen to be, a queen to be forever, a queen who'll do whatever His Highness desires. She's your queen to be, a vision of perfection, of affection to quench your royal fire, completely free from infection, to be used at your discretion, waiting only for your direction, your queen to be.
All right, it's wedding time, wedding bells.
I didn't even know this thing was happening until I woke up and people was like losing their mind on the internet.
Yeah, my wife was on it watching it, man. Like
got up early to watch it?
No, she taped it and got up and then watched it or whatever. And we was just getting ready for our normal Saturday, doing whatever. And she was watching and stuff or whatever. She was complaining because the music was too loud in the crib. She was like, you turn it down, I'm watching the wedding. I'm like, oh, shit. Then I came in and I saw fucking Oprah, Idris Elba, and his wife walk in together. And I was like, oh, shit. Let me post up on this for a second. Let me see what the fuck this is. So I watched it about a good 2-3 minutes. I saw that and I was like.
So I was thinking about the whole thing. And I stopped and kind of saw some of those people that was getting that. And I started picturing the International Players Anthem wedding. I was like, everybody here. I was like, they really coming down this aisle. I was like picturing it really getting out of sorts there in over in old Britain.
I mean, that bridge wedding is some shit, man. It's been like that forever, man. Like, mm-hmm. World Wedding is a deal, man.
Oh yeah, they don't play. When you join in with the main line, like the big dogs in the royalty.
I mean, then my wife started watching The Crown because of it and shit. Like,
The Crown's a good show.
I heard it is. I watched the first episode with her, and then I switched over and I went in the back and watched something else. But it looked good for that first episode.
Crown's a good show. I watched both seasons.
Oh, so you finished both seasons?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a good one. I like it. But yeah. So like. It just blew me away how much this swept over social media. Like, this just, I couldn't believe it. Like,
man, keep in mind, Meghan Markle's white family didn't show up. The black side did.
Yeah, well, her daddy's sick.
Yeah, but he had a heart attack, conveniently, the week before the wedding. Even though she's been deep beefing her sister, though. Her sister all up in the tabloids and all up in the magazine talking shit about it. That she ain't fuck with us and blah, blah, blah. Why she want us to even come? Like, damn.
Motherfucker, you should be trying to be close to that situation. That could be good.
We can patch all this shit up.
Yeah, we can get over this.
So that means, that, like, do you get a title potentially if you're a sibling of a ruler?
Mm-mm.
Do you get like a lord?
Mm-mm.
Do you get like? Do I get like a vassar?
Nothing is bequeathed to you for simply being.
I would figure it out. I'd find out. I guarantee I'd show up and find out. Do I get a sir? I can get some. I guarantee I can get me something if I'm showing up and I'm being a nice guy.
Y'all don't think you can get a sir? That's big.
I guarantee I'll figure out a way that I can. I bet you I'll be a nice guy and I'm around. I'm hanging out asking what people need, what y'all need, what y'all need, what y'all
if you're do. A black guy that's hanging around being nice asking people what they need, there is a title for that.
No, for me. I'm sorry, as a white guy.
You're going to be fucking Jeffrey on Fresh Prince.
That's very true. I'm saying as a white person on that side. I'm saying as a white family member jumping over there.
I don't know. I have no clue. No clue at all.
I got a question. What did Stewart have to do to get his sir?
Well, he was a great actor. He played Professor X and he played Captain Picard.
Yeah, I know. But he was sir before X-Men.
He was a theater actor.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, over in Britain. So he was putting in that work like Denzel was back in the day when he was first started in theater. Okay.
Yeah.
Can we get Denzel a sir?
We'd have to bring it to America.
Could the British upstage us and start just giving random black people that they appreciate his service?
You think that's going to be Harry and Meghan's legacy?
I can see it.
You think
Denzel Washington? No, Idris Elba would be the first one, right?
You think William is going for that?
Yeah, Idris Elba? I can see Idris Elba getting a sir.
Well, you know.
He's British, born and raised. He keeps his accent. Like, he reps.
I can see him get it one day. One day.
Yeah.
One day that could happen.
That's why he came. He did the same thing I'm thinking about. He doing it. He was like,
Sir Stringer Bell of Baltimore. I'm showing up dressed like Booker T when he was King Booker.
Oh, shut the fuck up.
Look up King Booker if you need
to. Oh, man. That's some deep cut wrestling shit there, though, man.
I'm coming in there with a scepter and a furry cape.
And you coming in with a woman with Queen Charmelle.
Yep. I'm coming in there. I'm coming in there with full pyro and everything.
King Metis.
Booker! I didn't be like, what is this accent?
And he had that fake ass accent.
Yeah.
That was a lamest gimmick though for him, but it's funny now looking back.
It's funny as hell.
But I hated it then though.
I thought it was hilarious.
I hated it, man. I just feel like it was demeaning for him.
He was King of the Ring.
I know he was King of the Ring, but still. Like, King of the Ring was falling off when he won the King of the Ring.
They tried to bring it back with Booker. Mm-hmm. He really took it to heart. So anyway, so I feel like Meghan Markle has come all the way up. They replaced her with Katherine Heigl on Suits, which is just like, that's like the Cavs going out and signing fucking Luke Longley to come and hoop in LeBron James.
She can't have a job or some shit, right?
No, she can't work. That's beneath her. How much you done came up in one day where work is beneath you? I got to get to that point.
You living. You are living, dude. You are living.
When they say you can't have a job, that's beneath you. You can do acts of good service for the people who are also known as your subjects on the low, but you can't have a job. You can't even be on TV. Like, you can't even be an actor.
That's what I'm saying. Like, acting don't even take that much. Like,
they had to write her out of an entire show. My favorite meme of the week on the internet was somebody put it out there and said, Selena Gomez girl gave her a kidney. Meghan Markle's girl introduced her to a prince. What have your friends done for you recently? That's perfect. I got a question for you, though, however, about this whole thing. Mm-hmm. So, if you recall, last week, I believe we addressed it here. People was up in arms about Donald Glover potentially being married to a white woman. Mm-hmm. But Meghan Markle throwing that white dress and walk all the way down that aisle and have all that pomp and circumstances, it looked like we were uniformly as black people. Like, this is beautiful. This is black excellence. What are the difference between these two things?
Nothing. Nothing at all. That's a hard one, man. It's like, but I would venture to say the same people that were mad about Donald Glover, the same people that were mad about Meghan Markle, though, too. If you did like a layer thing over the top of them, I'm sure that they're both on there. They're both in the same matrix.
Maybe.
I would assume they would both be in the same matrix.
Maybe. I'm all good with people being proud for Meghan, for being a royal. I don't know. I guess it's the pomp and circumstances. Women love weddings. Love them.
Oh, they love them. They go to somebody we don't even know for real.
Yes, that is a fact. That is absolutely a fact. That happens all the time. Because women love weddings.
Trust me, those fellas. Go ask a woman right now that you just kind of cool with. Hey, can you go to this wedding with me? She's like, really? Bet. She'll go get her a new fit, everything.
Yes. It's like, weddings are like the equivalent of the J's coming out for women.
They're lining up for it.
Like, combine, like, the first night of the NBA, the J's coming out, and
NCAA tournament starting.
Yes. That's a wedding.
Yeah.
And imagine being able to do that, like, 5 times a year for women. That's it. They are about it. So to see that beautiful black woman get married on TV in front of all these people in a long-ass dress, I mean, that's like, I saw people putting hashtag goals down. I'm like, hey, both them brothers is married now. There ain't a third one.
Ain't no third.
Unless you're waiting around for Williamson, and that's kind of creepy.
Williamson's about a good 3.
Tops.
At the max.
Tops. You better go marry King Booker.
Because William is next in line, right?
Yeah. No. Oh, Charles. Charles is next in line. Then William.
But somebody was saying that they may skip Charles and go straight to William.
That's up to the queen, though, if she wants to do that.
I can see her.
But Charles is next
in line. I can see her not trusting her son.
Charles. So the line of succession now is, Harry is 5th in the line of succession now. He's behind both of William's sons, William and Charles.
Right, because he's not the firstborn. Because it's through the firstborn's situation.
Yeah. So if something happened to William, it'd be his 3-year-old son.
But he could even be getting to being the regent, though.
Yeah.
Because you'd have to have somebody in the spot.
Well, the regent. Oh, yeah, I mean, we're assuming Charles is dead, too.
Yeah. But I was saying if... Well, I guess it could pop back to Charles as the regent if something happened to William and then
Charles was still. I don't think they're going to skip Charles, even if it's... Because it doesn't... First of all, you don't do shit in this role. So why skip somebody that's been waiting? Prince Charles turned 70 this week, and he's been waiting. Because his mama is just out here living her life. Like, they left a whole seat empty at this wedding so that she could see clearly.
Damn. Really?
She was in the second row. And they left somebody not sitting in front of her so she could see clearly.
Yeah. I mean, you're the queen.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I would have had the whole first row cleared. Just cause.
Like, people was like, oh, that's beautiful. That's for his mother. Like, mm-mm. That's so that the queen can see clearly.
Yeah, and that's for her designate. She probably designated that ahead of time.
They did that right away. Like, nobody blocks the queen.
Did you see the meme where they was like, where Queen Elizabeth was looking like and had like a bad look and she was looking at them and it was like, son about, I wonder what car she's riding in. They was like, ooh, damn, I did that one already. It was like something like that with the meme. It was like, damn, we already did that one already.
That's fucked up.
That's fucked up.
That's that was real fucked up.
But maybe true.
I enjoyed the one that they... I don't think Queen did that. Now, the Duke of Edinburgh, her husband might have done that because he's a surly motherfucker.
Is it Charles?
No, the Duke, Philip. Her husband.
Oh, you think Philip might have put that in the order?
He might have put that down. But I don't have anything to go with on that. But also, I like the one that had her in the middle with that yellow hat on and had Silky Johnston and dude with the curls next to him. And they said it looked like the Players Haters Ball.
Yo, they had a black preacher. They brought the black, only black choir in England there.
Yeah, okay. So let's talk about
the New Jersey Mass, the London Mass Choir.
So they brought a brother over from Chicago.
Yeah.
All right, so here's the thing. Let's talk. The real reason why we wanted to talk about this was we wanted to talk about how much they niggified this entire thing.
Gotta get our shout to Meghan Markle for trying to get some kind of blackness in there.
Meghan Markle came in and kept it real, son. It might have been like one of the... But you know what, though?
Was the one that said he wanted the black choir.
But you know what, though? Harry is real, too.
That's what I'm saying. Harry's the one that said he wanted the black one.
I know, because Harry's super real. Like, Harry is super real. Like, look him up on the internet. And, like, Harry just been out here being super real his entire time.
They thought he was going to get married type shit. He was out here wilding, no one.
He's living his life.
He's living that life.
He was living his whole life. Like, Harry might as well have been in the NBA.
Is Harry, what, 34?
Yeah, something like that.
He basically lived an NBA career with
Yeah, he out here looking like Sami Zayn. Like, he all over the place. Look up Sami Zayn if you don't know who that is. But, like, Harry's so real, there's people being like, is Harry going to get a lining for this wedding?
I believe it, too. I 100% believe it, too.
So, but, I mean, like, here's the thing, though. About that, like, they definitely made this, like, the blackest possible that this could be. Like, I don't know what they serve food-wise at that joint, but I got a feeling there had to be some spare ribs at that reception.
No.
I feel like there had to be some spare ribs.
It was some nice bougie blacks. They probably had some curry or some jerk chicken because they have a high contingent of Jamaicans that live in London.
No, son, they had macaroni and cheese, greens, and some spare ribs.
I think they might have had like some Caribbean dishes. I'm trying to tell you.
I like the fact that her mom's had the dreads and that Megan said that if you turn on some Earth, Wind, and Fire right now, she's going to be kicking it. And I'm like, yo, we have real black people that's in the crown now.
Who DJ the win?
Rim, I think.
That's how the DJ Rim is. Making it to the Royal Wedding.
My dude. Oh, he's doing he's doing Hey Love this weekend, ain't he?
Yeah, Hey Love's this weekend. This Saturday at
I'm gonna go this time and try not to get into an almost fight.
Yeah, that's funny that you almost into a fight though.
We'll tell that story sometime.
Yeah. That was just random too. That was random. It is going to be at...
Oh, we doing a Hey Love promo in the middle of the Royal Wedding?
Yeah, I'm on the promo, man. Shout out to Rashad, too, man. It's somewhere downtown if you're in St. Louis. And it's like...
Is it Lucha, ain't it?
No.
You moved it?
No, they got another spot for Memorial Day weekend.
Okay.
They want it to be something kind of big, so... I'm
Well, in the meantime, while DJ Rim was spinning at the Royal Wedding after party, see, here's the thing. They jumped in a old school convertible and pulled off too. Like Harry drove away from the thing with his piece in an old school convertible. Now, what song was they playing in that convertible when they pulled off? They was playing Bonnie and Clyde, dog. Look for me.
Am I by Ice Cube and Yo-Yo?
No. By Jay-Z and Beyonce. Oh.
Yeah, fuck it, Ice Cube.
Ice Cube and Yo-Yo.
They jumped into... Meghan Markle and Harry got out the way and jumped into the car and played... And
it's a man's world. Fuck you, girl.
He turned on into... I can't deny it. I'm a straight rider. No. You don't want to fuck with me.
Mm-hmm. It's at Dot Zach, 3224 Locust Street. So that's where Hey Love is. All R&B joint. And it is on May 26th, this Saturday. DJ Reminisce will be there spinning. So you might as well pub the live show for us too, man. What is it? Where exactly location is for people? People are asking.
Let me pull it up real quick. Cause I actually meant to get the flyer. We're gonna be putting it onto social media here. On social media here in the next couple days or so. It's going to be Saturday, June 2nd, the Send Up on Shaw here in the St. Louis area. It's going to be at Gaslight Restaurant and Bar at 4916 Shaw Avenue. It's going to start at noon. It's going to 8 o'clock p.m. We will most likely be going on stage after 3 o'clock that afternoon because Daryl has a prior event.
It was so crazy. That's going to be a crazy day for me, man, because I fly back from New York that morning at 8 in the morning.
Oh, my God. You living...
I'm living reckless as fuck, dude.
I'm playing a softball tournament that morning.
So you ain't on the same
shit. I got that trophy at the joint last year. I won MVP of that joint last year. I'm trying to get it again.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, so I'm trying to... I got to go back and...
Trying to repeat.
I got to go back and play again. So yeah, but we're going to have the flyer for that up. We're going to have it up on the Straight Out Low Cash feed. We're also going to have it up
on each of our social media. Instagram, all that stuff, man. It's going to be, this is something definitely y'all want to come out and hang out with us, man. It's going to be, Matt came up with a great idea today. I'm looking forward to seeing people.
Next show, we're going to put it out there.
We don't want people to even know. I want people to
To submit things to us, though.
Well, no, they can submit things to us, but I love your original idea we talked about beforehand.
Oh, you're talking about the background.
The set.
No. So, like, kind of the theme of what we're going to do that day, though, is that we're all about opening up the lines of communication between the people. So, I mean, you know, we want to hear things from white people that they were wondering about us black people. I don't care about any kind of question this could be. Any kind of question. Ask it. For an hour and a half, 2 hours or so, we're going to be the official ambassadors for black America as a cultural bridge, or at least a draw rope for black people in America.
That's rude.
So Donald Glover did it. He held the torch for a couple of weeks. Now we're going to take it for an afternoon, and then we'll... Mm-hmm. Do everything we can to keep it away from O.J. Simpson.
Yeah. What if O.J. showed up?
Oh, man.
And he sat there with a glove on.
And then...
Yeah! You already know I was going with the Infinity Glove on.
He would get...
And all the black women that we saw, half of them turned into white women.
Oh, man. I'd be hurt. I don't need any of my black women to come out now.
Oh, man. Yeah, shout out to everybody that's been listening, man. Like, y'all been... hilarious on the tweets and stuff, man, with people tweeting, especially MAFA. This MAFA thing is getting big, man. I just want to see my picture on at least one of the states.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be Puerto Rico. If y'all can just get me on the ballot, man, and just have my picture like the little 0.1% or something. I got, you know, go to my LinkedIn. You can go and pull me up a nice picture of me, the nice professional picture of me, and just use that. I'd appreciate that, MAFA, man.
We heard t-shirts coming soon, mugs coming soon.
MAFA, man.
Mugs for the show, mugs for MAFA.
MAFA, people, actually, that's going to, that won't even be copyright infringement, but I'm going to holler at Dub about that, like, imagery with that, is that a image infringement?
No, it'll be fine.
Yeah.
It'll be fine.
If he had Make America Fuck Again on a hat.
You gotta cross it out and like write it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Just like on, it'd be just like on,
like on Atlanta.
Yeah, I'm just like on Atlanta. What did you see the last episode of Atlanta?
I did see the last episode.
What'd you think about that?
I mean, it kind of ended up being a validation of like the entire thing. Like, Paperboy's like, man, you my people. I just need you to be on point.
Go. But his thing was then he showed on, he was on point.
Yeah.
Because Paperboy put that goddamn gun in his bag on accident, and he fucking got it out of there for him.
Yeah.
And then I was having an argument with the wife, though. The last thing, my wife think that the homeboy hadn't been there for real. I just think he hadn't been there for the day. At the end where he was like, they didn't tell him that they had left and moved out.
Oh, no, he had just been living his life.
I know, but I think he had just went somewhere for like the afternoon.
Yeah.
And they moved out and didn't tell him
that. Yeah, yeah.
He was in there some regular shit like, oh, shit, I come back at 9 every night. She thought he'd been gone for a couple of days. I was like, no, they made this move fast. Like, that's why it was on the dude on the clock. Like, because Earn was thinking, like, okay, the best way for us to do it is when we go on tour, we move out when we going on tour. That's the best way we can do it because nobody will be here. We ain't got to answer nobody. Ain't nobody phone's going to be on.
We out.
Hey, man, he was sitting
People
there.
Say what they say about this season of Atlanta. I think everybody enjoyed it. I definitely think it was good. I think it had something different for everybody. Like, we had a conversation the other night about it, how kind of, like, different parts hit for different people. And you had, like, 7 people there and like a different thing hit for everybody there. Like, like somebody that didn't understand the barbershop episode loved Teddy Perkins episode, or somebody didn't barbershop understand that. Barbershop episode was easily the best episode because it was the realest thing on earth, and it made me It made me appreciate my barbershop. And Barbershop Chronicles too. Barbershop Chronicles too
is coming.
Are coming up soon as well.
Now, it was so interesting about the episode, man, was that I've had this and at the barber, but I've had homeboys that have been like that, especially pre-cell phone era. When you went to go pick up your boy, and you were like, hey, man, I got to make a stop real quick. And you're supposed to go into a party, and you fucking got to his crib at 9, you don't get there till 11:30.
Yeah.
Because you making stops.
Yeah.
You just making stops. No, you know what? Damn, man. Shit, I ain't getting no money with that though, man. Shit, hey man, roll all the way over off Wabata and you out in North County. Dog, do you know we in North County, Wabata's a 20-25 minute drive all the way
back
to the
city. You do realize I can't do that, bro.
Look, keep in mind, I grew up over close to Wabata. I'm not going to drive back to where my close to my house is and we're out in North County hanging out.
No, I'm not going to do that.
I'm not going to do that.
Ever.
No.
At any point, I'm never going to do that.
No. Like, ah, man, but that's why I got a whole bunch of paper, though, man. Usually your homeboy catch you once or twice before.
Only part of that show that wasn't going to happen in my life, but everything else was possible, was eating at Zaxby's out in that house.
Oh, yeah.
Now, what that...
Zaxby's is... I think most people won't understand Zaxby's, though. I think that's not a St. Louis thing.
People went to the South, though.
Yeah.
Shows were more than St. Louis, too.
No. But Zaxby's... I've had Zaxby's in Nebraska, though. It's just a Missouri maybe thing.
It's in Missouri. It's in Columbia.
It's not St. Louis. Okay.
Yeah. They had two of them in Columbia.
Oh, shit. They was doing it. Somebody franchised getting that money.
SEC.
This was before the SEC that they had them Zaxby's there. It was after? Oh, shit. Really? Damn.
Came along with it.
That's a part of the deal.
Part of the package.
That's part of the package. You get a new conference in two Zaxby's.
Yeah.
Oh, that cool, we down.
And a whole new wing in your stadium. Like, it's been great. It's been great for us.
Zaxby's, a new wing in the stadium, and an extra $10 million in the school coffers.
Yeah. In the collection plate.
The Zaxby's part was the real... That was the deal breaker there.
Oh, the Zaxby's is great. The fact that I can only go an hour and a half and get Zaxby's now, I love it. It's great. Like, if Raising Cane's put some wings with their joint...
I think Raising Cane's overrated.
I love Raising Cane's.
I think they're...
Here's what I love about Raising Cane's. It gets right to the point. There's too many fast food places now that don't get right to the point.
Too many options.
Like, you literally don't have a choice. You're getting some chicken strips.
But that's why I like In-N-Out, though.
Whether it's on a sandwich, or whether it's just some strips, or whether you're getting coleslaw and some bread with it around your strips, you're getting some strips. That's all that we got here.
But that's why I like In-N-Out.
No, that's fair.
In-N-Out's got 6 items on there.
That's fair.
Except for the secret menu.
That's a few more, though, than Raising Cane's.
Yeah.
There's only a few places I think that have mastered the art of the marginal menu and haven't gone overboard with it.
In-N-Out's one.
Popeyes is one. Popeyes isn't going to throw you a curveball like, yo, when the fuck y'all get a burger? Yeah. Like, Jack in the Box is the king of being like, yo, I'll never forget the time I went to Jack in the Box and they had some pot roast on the menu. I was like, huh?
Pot roast? I ain't never seen that shit on
the menu. I said, hey... Do y'all really have this pot roast, or is this a joke? They're like, yeah, but it's 15-minute wait for the pot roast. I said, pot roast take 8 hours to make. What the fuck you mean 15 minutes? I should have to call your ass yesterday to get this pot roast.
I'm supposed to give you 12-hour notice.
I said, if you don't give me this fucking jumbo jack of cheese and not ever bring this up again.
Hardee's was on that shit, too.
They had a pita pocket.
Is Jack in the Box the most egregious?
I think Jack in the Box is a chronic violator of the rules. They had like 9 chicken sandwiches.
Burgers,
pita pockets, and pot roast. And egg rolls.
Man, it sure did have fucking...
And them fucking tacos. Even though I'm not going to speak bad against Jack in the Box tacos.
The tacos have saved my life.
They serve a purpose, yeah.
They saved many of a man's life.
Yes.
Many of a man's
God
life.
Bless.
Like, just God bless them tacos.
God bless
them. I haven't had one of them tacos in a long time.
Now you've evolved beyond the point of being able to eat that taco, too. Don't do it.
So you went back and tried to have one recently?
No, I just know you shouldn't.
You just know that it's not a good idea.
Taco Bell is a violator of hopping too many lines.
Now, I seen it. Well, they got something crazy I saw on a commercial. What did they have? Like a shrimp platter or some shit now?
Taco Bell?
Yeah.
A shrimp platter?
Yeah, it was so crazy they fucking had. I saw on a commercial. And I was like,
no, they had that wrapped chicken taco thing.
Maybe that's what it was.
Yeah,
it was
they wrapped, crazy. Like, the shell is some chicken. And then there's taco stuff on the inside.
Yo, man. Remember Taco Bell used to have good meat?
Yeah, briefly.
Early. That was what early Taco Bell. Back when they were before Pepsi bought them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, briefly. I also remember when Hardee's was frying chicken.
Real chicken, too.
Like, mm-hmm. You go to Hardee's and get a 10-piece.
And they had some decent chicken.
Chicken was solid.
I'm so sorry. I mean, it ain't your peak chicken, but it can get you through.
Yeah.
It was some solid chicken. It was some solid chicken. Who had the worst chicken? Churches?
I'm not here to slander churches. That's not what I was put on earth for.
Because churches, for a churches young brother that had no paper that many times in his life, churches.
I stop by churches right now.
You would? I haven't been to churches in years.
There's one around the street.
I
haven't been in a while either, but I'm not like, I don't go just because it's kind of like, oh yeah, shit, there's a churches right here.
To the one on Page?
Yeah, right there, Page and McKnight. But I mean, it's, but yeah, I got love
Woodson,
for that.
Though. It's Woodson when it's down there.
Oh, right? It's Woodson when you go that far. Yeah, yeah, that's right. Yeah. Worst chicken? There's going to be a lot of people listening to this shit and they're going to say KFC, but I don't agree with that. KFC chicken isn't bad.
KFC is not a bad chicken.
It's unique chicken. Yeah. It's unique if it's anything.
Yeah, I mean,
there's no other chicken that tastes like KFC. The worst chicken I've ever had in my life. See, I don't know if this is possible. I don't know. This is kind of like saying who's the worst player.
I've had some bad chicken in white establishments. Like, were you just somewhere you like,
there's some places here that people...
You just ordered the fried chicken.
I don't want to do like too deep of a dive into regional chicken places, but there's a couple of regional...
You think Gus is overrated?
Yeah, I don't like it.
Yeah. I was going to say, that's what...
Gus's and Hodak's, I think, are overrated.
I've never even had Hodak's.
See?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Gus has got a good location, too.
Yeah, it's a great location. I just ate in there one time, and I was like, I don't know, man.
Yeah.
I was like, what are we doing? Like, this isn't nothing special. I like Southern more than Gus's, like, by 1,000 times.
Yeah.
I like spicy food, though.
Me too.
So.
Me too. All right, listeners, thank y'all for listening. Email us, straightolc@gmail.com.
If you love us, send us spicy chicken.
Yeah, our coupons.
I can't...
Our gift certificates.
I don't think... Yeah, we receive all those things. I don't think there's a bad chicken, though, really, that I just am like, fuck this chicken.
For a chain?
Yeah. Like, fuck this chicken. Like, even at, like, the second tier joints, like Buffalo Wild Wings and, like, shit like that. I like that chicken.
Fine. I mean, yeah.
Yeah, I eat that chicken.
Yeah. I'll eat it.
McDonald's chicken strips.
Yeah.
It's
hard to fuck up chicken. Plain and simple.
This moment in blackness is brought to you by the month of February, which is also sponsored by Black Panther, which came out on DVD and Blu-ray recently.
There you go. Pick that up.
You owe it to yourself to get
go back and listen to our episode where we tell you what to do when you go see Black Panther.
Before you buy Black Panther, go back and view the Black Panther episode.
There you go. Thank y'all for listening. We'll be back soon. Peace.